This is HPR episode 2629 entitled, Thoughts on Language Learning Part 3 Game/Story Mode. It is hosted by DODD Dummy and is about 26 minutes long and carries a clean flag. The summary is, I discuss some of my thoughts on how games might help in language learning.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by archive.org. Support universal access to all knowledge by heading over to archive.org/donate.
Hello, this is DODD Dummy with another episode of Hacker Public Radio. This is the third episode of a three-part series talking about or discussing my thoughts on language learning. So the first two episodes, the first one was about kind of traditional language lessons, my thoughts on how they might be better suited for me. The second episode was about how to use chat programs, modify them a little bit to help in language learning. And this one is going to be about games, my ideas on how games, specifically computer games, might be able to assist in language learning. So one of the things that has always been an issue for me, the casual person, well, I guess I won't tell the story again because I said it in two episodes, but basically in a real shortened form, I'm interested in languages, but not interested enough that I would take away time from either work, family, or friends, those kinds of things. I would only do this, learn languages as a hobby. That's put it in a nutshell. So taken from my hobby / fun time, it might make sense to use video games. And my thinking is that if you can make the video game interesting enough that, and not like on the, you know, like they have the education games for kids, and you can obviously tell that it's an educational game. Like, for example, the way you climb a cliff is to do math problems. So not that kind of educational learning, but I'm thinking more where the game is immersive and interesting, and you're doing it just for the game, and the fact that you're learning a language is secondary, and maybe with a little luck you don't even really notice it. It's kind of in the back burner and you're interested in playing the game. So that's the concept in a nutshell. And similarly to, well, some guiding principles or maybe ways to make this happen are similar to the discussion on applications to help you learn languages. Well, I guess a computer game would be an application as well. But so where you would start off, in this case, you don't start off knowing any of your native language. Like on the chat program, for instance, the spell checker database had all of the native language, and as you progressed, the native language database dwindled. But in this case, you wouldn't start off with any native words. Everything would be the new language, but it would start off really very basic. And even though you have to learn to progress to the game, the goal is to make it not seem like you're doing that. So I assume there's a ton you can do this in all manners of ways, but here's one that I thought of, and this is something I thought of 4 or 5 years ago, back when I was really considering maybe trying to develop a course for myself to study. But I never really did. So, but here was my general idea. Of course, I didn't write this stuff down, so I don't really know if this is exactly what I had in mind, but I think this will be good enough to get the point across. And even now, I'm just going to go off the top of my head. Well, I mean, I've already had the idea, but I'm going to retell it off the top of my head. I don't have any notes or anything like that. So I'll wander like I normally do. In my mind, when I was thinking about this, what I had in mind really was point-and-click adventure games. If, for those of you who don't remember exactly those what those are, take a look at ScumVM and the games they support are the kind of games I'm talking about. So that's what I had in mind. So in my thinking, and I probably played some games something like this. If I remember, there's, I don't remember the games, but I remember one game that was kind of similar in concept. And I think this is pretty common in these kind of games anyways. But anyway, so here we go. I'll just kind of give. So the concept of when I first thought about this, I thought that I might have you, this would be kind of first person. So you wake up and you're in a hospital room or some kind of a clinic, maybe not a hospital, maybe some kind of clinic. And so you open your eyes and, well, of course, the first thing you see has got to be a beautiful nurse. Nurse, either way, male or female, just depending on what your interests are. So what would be beautiful to you? So you open your eyes, this beautiful nurse, and you look around, and she's saying something to you, but you don't know what it is. You just simply don't know what she's saying to you. And it's in a language that you don't know, so you don't even know, as far as the game goes, you don't know what language it is. And so you try to say hello or where am I or something like that. Oh, that's right. I forgot. There are a couple of, at the very, very beginning, I'm thinking that you would start off with a couple of English words that you know how to say. So when you do the little dialogue box, it would come up and you would have choices. Hello, who are you? Where are you? And you quickly find out that they don't understand anything you say. Which, for a native English speaker, in my case, it wouldn't have to be that way. But in my case, that's kind of unusual. I can go almost. I've been to remote places in Thailand, in Germany, and the Philippines. Well, that's enough. And I've been in the really remote places where the people there don't really think they know English. But they still know English pretty well, right? They know numbers. They know the basic hello, you. A lot of them don't think they know English. Very rarely, dude, I've come across somebody who really doesn't know any English. And truth be told, even those people probably knew some English, but maybe they were just too shy to say anything at all. Because a lot of those people that I would see would still, the TV around them would be in English. So anyway, so for me, that would be a kind of interesting point of the game, that they don't understand at all what I'm saying. But so anyway, quickly you realize that neither you nor the people taking care of you understand, even know what language you're talking about. And so there's a couple of things that are clear. Well, one, you don't know how you got there. At all. You don't have that memory. The gameplay could reveal that memory to you in the future. It just depends on how you wanted to take it. But these are just some kind of thoughts to give the idea of what I had in mind. And so you don't know why you're there. You know that you don't know if they're friend or foe, but it's pretty clear pretty soon that they don't want you to die and they're trying to nurse you back to health. Now, of course, you don't know if that's so that they can try you or you really don't know what it is. And so maybe to get you, but one thing's clear, you need to learn their language. And for whatever reason, they're not interested in learning your language. You have to learn their language. And they won't let you out of the room, or maybe, you know, you're pretty confined right now. At first, you're even tied down, and you don't know if you're tied down because they want to protect you, or they want to protect themselves, or some kind of combination thereof. You just know that you're tied down. And so maybe as you eat, or as you do some things, maybe they start to try to teach you the language. Maybe they do so with like cards that have the names of things, and they pronounce the names of things. So kind of keeping the gameplay in mind, maybe they feed you the first several meals, and where you get they feed you different things. You don't really get a choice, but they feed you different things. So maybe in 4, 5, 6 meals, you start, and they show you the picture, and they tell you the word. And so, or maybe when they're feeding you, they tell you the word. So you start learning what kinds of foods are. And maybe they tell you their names. So maybe you start learning their names. And maybe they give you a name, because you don't know your own name. So maybe they give you a name in the new language. Let's just say that. And so you learn your name, you learn the people who are taking care of you. Maybe it's just the one person, maybe it's more, maybe there's shift, who knows. So when your vocabulary gets good, and then you are able to pick the things that, well, whenever, I don't know, but you demonstrate that you understand what the things are. So maybe in the menu you get like an option of, give me another bite of pork. Let's say you still don't pick what you want, or maybe you do. Maybe you pick what you want at this place when finally at to demonstrate that you know what they are. But somehow you demonstrate you know how to ask for the food that you want. And maybe you learned some of the foods that you don't want. Kind of be interesting. And then so once you demonstrate that you can order, maybe they let you out of your little room, but maybe you're still in some kind of a facility, some kind of a hospital type atmosphere of some sort, but maybe that's like still walled off, but you can, maybe you're given a little bit of freedom to walk the grounds a little bit, or maybe to go to the cafeteria to actually order your food. So you go to the cafeteria, you order your food, and maybe there you tell them your name, and you tell them who sent you. So you've learned a little bit, you know, from them feeding you. You've learned a little bit. And then again, still, it's not like you're trying to make it to where it's not like you're learning the language as a chore, but you're learning it because the game needs you to know the words. And then maybe you notice why you're getting a little bit of freedom. And so maybe you... anyway, so you get a little bit of freedom, and you notice while you're walking around the grounds that you have access to a couple of things. One, maybe you try to do things like go to places you're not supposed to, and maybe they tell you that you're not and kind of reprimand you. And so you start learning words that mean no in various ways. And maybe if you keep doing that, maybe you die, right? Maybe that's, if we take the one where you die, you disobeyed and they shot you, that kind of thing. So you're, and then you notice maybe there's a guy that you see, or somebody, maybe it's a woman, depending on how you want to do the spy game. And you notice that somebody's watching you, but they don't let on that they're watching you, and you're like, overtly. They don't tell you anything. And so the gameplay from this point is maybe you start having some officials visit you as you progress and get healthy, and they're coming and watching and talking to you, but maybe you're still learning. You can't quite exactly know how to talk to them, but you know that there's some officials of that area who are interested in you, but you still don't know why, and you still know you can't leave. And so maybe even at this point, they're showing you some kind of artifacts of things that you brought with you, whatever makes sense for the game. But maybe, and you're still like, no, I can't remember. Or maybe you start remembering a little bit. But all this time, you're learning the language. Like maybe they start pointing stuff out and telling you what they are that you can see inside the room. And maybe the pretty nurse walks you around the garden and you know, tells you trees and just different things like that. There's a squirrel there and tells you that. So kind of, I guess this maybe be tropes actually of this kind of thing where the person for some reason doesn't have any memory. So at some point you're going to learn enough that that person who's been watching you decides he can talk to you. So let's say, for example, maybe he's not, the reason he hasn't contacted you yet, maybe he's watching you and observing you to see when you've learned the language, because he doesn't know your language either. He only knows the language you're trying to learn. And so maybe he's just watching and waiting to see when you're to the point where you can have a meaningful conversation. And at some point, you get to that point where he makes up some kind of an excuse or a ruse to bump into you, or maybe it's a she, again, however you want the story to play out. And he gets you alone a little bit, or maybe he even passes you a note, hey, let's meet. And so maybe you have to figure out that the note says let's meet, so hopefully maybe you already learned enough that can happen. It could be a lot of things. Maybe if you have to confide in someone to see what the note means or show it to someone, maybe you get killed, or maybe you build trust, or maybe he talks to you in person to see. And that could be a thing too. Like, so maybe this person meets you maybe more than once before he finally confides in you. And maybe he's saying the words in the new language, hey, let's meet, or some words to test your knowledge. And maybe until you learned enough about that, you just think it's a casual, you know, an accidental meetings, and he's saying just normal stuff that you don't know in the new language until you finally get a clue. And then so at some point, you would get to the point where you've progressed enough where you actually can have this meeting. And then you have the meeting, and then in my little mind, he's a government official, some kind of a spy, and he's your friend. And somehow, I didn't really work this one out, but somehow he's your friend, but he doesn't know your language still. So maybe your people infiltrated and spoke in his language. Because for some reason, my thinking was nobody in this game would know your language. And you would only get menus with your language in it at the very beginning. Really soon, the game would be designed so you don't need menus in your language and you want to get them in your language. And so somehow the story unfolds about your mission and that you're a spy, and maybe he doesn't tell you, maybe he doesn't know a lot, but so you don't exactly still know. It's one of those situations where you got to trust this guy because he's the only one who seems to really be helping you. The people who are taking care of you, they seem friendly, but they don't really seem, you know, like they would put themselves on the line to save you. So they're not yet someone that you confide in. But this guy, at least you know, or this person you know, is, or at least he's told you that he's on your side. And then I thought, I had kind of two ways to go with that. One, I haven't seen before in a video game. But the one is, you're a spy, and the goal is to help, and maybe you're an enemy of these people who have you, and maybe that's why you don't know your so maybe you're a spy of these people. I mean, you're an enemy, and your mission here is to make peace. So to help them, kind of trick them and give them the idea of making peace with the other one. And if this was a co-op kind of game, then maybe there could be someone else in a different language following along. It doesn't even have to be English, right? It could be a totally different language, two different languages, and they're following along and they're trying to help you, your team. So kind of if you both get along, then maybe you can have peace. Of course, you could be a bad guy too, and you could be infiltrating. So there's all kinds of different ways to play this and all kinds of scenarios that could come in. I had some, you know, it could be from the future, and maybe someone planted you in the past to come here and there's some trumped up reason why. Maybe it's after there was some kind of apocalypse and everyone kind of returned to Babel, to where they learned their own languages and not other languages. But you came back to this point in the past so that you can somehow infiltrate and again make peace or change the course of history or something along those lines. And you could even do this where you're in the past. Somehow you got, you know, you came on some foreign land, and again, you still don't know the language, and they don't know your language. So I think there's plenty of stories in all times to where something like this could work. But the point is to try to make it to where it's kind of like if you were really in another place that didn't know your language. You're there, and you got to learn the language and how they would maybe kind of normally teach it, without the aid of knowing any of your language. And then who knows? I mean, and you could even do this one of those deals where there is no real objective. You know, you could just do it where maybe the gameplay is kind of open-ended, and they're not monsters, and maybe there's curiosity, and maybe they let you just live normally, and part of the game is just you growing up in that that life and making a life. You learn the language well enough to get a wife, you know, start a family. But I think that concept could make for a fun game, and also could make the learning the language kind of, like I said, where it's, you almost don't notice that that's the point, because the gameplay is interesting and the story is compelling, and that's how you learn. Now, and this one has a benefit, because you could then more easily, I think, than the other two that I talked about, you can more easily work on correct grammar and things from the beginning. And you could also teach slang if that's what you wanted, right? Because normal people use slang, so you could do this in a lot of different ways. And again, of course, the goal is still the same, to get somebody up to that 5 or 6 year old level, to where they could feel more natural or feel comfortable reading the language books in the other language. So the scope of this isn't trying to be forever and ever, and to keep selling you lessons forever and ever. And of course, when I first thought about this, like I said, it was just point-and-click games. But lately, and I don't know this is when I first thought about this, but lately, past months, there's been some, the ones that come to mind are Klaatu and Lost in Bronx, and there's been a couple of others, if I'm not mistaken, but some HPR episodes, Hacker Public Radio, and I guess anyone listening to this probably knows what that is. But they've been talking about different kinds of stories and gameplays, you know, different gameplay, and also like I forgot what it's called now, but build your own adventure books, is that what they're called? And various role-playing games. And so it seems natural to me too that this could very easily be the same kind of thing, of course, because text adventures came from, well, point-and-click adventures came from text adventures, which came from, if I'm not mistaken, came from, you know, build-your-own-adventure books. And so this could very, very easily be some kind of those kind of games. And I think this could probably be a board game as well, if you thought about it and figured it out. And then, of course, this could also be a book. Earlier in the previous episode on this subject, I talked about how maybe it's not a bad idea to just start with baby books that are just totally in the new language. Of course, I was trying to give a spin on it to where it's a combination, you know, baby books, but only for adults. So this could be a text adventure where everything is in a book. And like I said, you do the same things where you got pictures and words. And that's how you learn, kind of, still kind of not exactly like a baby would learn, but where you're kind of like a baby, but only it's in the context of whatever story that you're trying to tell. And I think that could work pretty well. And of course, there's no reason this couldn't be a proper text adventure games, kind of like the Infocom games of the past. Or, well, it's future still, or future too. So, yeah, that's my general idea of how it seems to me like this could really, I know for me personally, if there was a game, I don't, it probably would be less compelling if it's a story I created, but who knows. But if there was a story in this manner, I think I would learn better, and just for the sake of the game. And I think that could keep me engaged longer. If nothing else, maybe it would be a, you know, one of those things where when you're training, you try to do several different ways so you can come at it from different aspects and exercise different quote-unquote muscles. So that's it. I've already rambled on for nearly 30 minutes. I guess that's plenty. And I don't think I'm going to edit this at all. So that's all for now.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 license.